The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Lovely.
It's the Two Johnnies Podcast.
The Two Johnnies Podcast.
Two Johnnies recording a podcast. Hello, hello, hello.
You're welcome once again to the Two Johnnies Podcast, bringing you all the mayhem and news from the world of the Two Johnnies.
I'm Johnny B.
And somehow I'm Johnny Smacks. Podcast number 11 is coming at you, lads. We're in Dublin again this week. The Culchie, it's coming out of us, lads. We're no longer Culchies.
We are.
Go away, you were talking in a D4 accent last night.
Absolutely.
On this week's podcast, we are asking, why do so many Irish people support foreign teams instead of the local League of Ireland team? And the GAA is teamed into that as well.
Yeah, well, we're going to be talking about exes and breakups and all that kind of stuff, and I didn't really want to talk about this topic, but I've been outvoted, so yeah!
Yes, we run a democracy here at Big Ball Small Ball Productions. Maura will be back and she'll be quizzing us with her mystery topic.
Noel Furlong is going to be here to straighten anyone who disagrees with him, all right?
He better be good this week, because I tell you, after the couple of days I've had. And of course, we round off the podcast with our yurts and dirts of the week. Before commencing with proceedings, matters arising from last week's podcast.
Just big thank you to everybody. We've had 600 very positive ratings on iTunes.
I think there was two bad ones thrown in there as well.
So we've put in a request to find the home addresses of the two guys who gave us negative reviews, and we will be calling to them next week.
Following on from last week's discussion on summer jobs, a Snapchatter called MacSorley101 got in touch to say, just listen to this week's podcast, gets funnier every week. I have a pretty bad story from my first job. Worked in a hotel, I was cleaning the car park the night after a Wolf Tones gig. Oh, jeez, you'd find some debris after that. Couple of lads from Carlow. They must have been selling tricolour scarves because they were everywhere. As I picked up one, gust of wind hit the scarf and blew into my face. We'll be putting in an edit there. What I then realised is that some hellion must have had about 20 pints of Guinness and couldn't make the toilet and used the scarf to clean his arse. Oh my God. My face and chest were covered in shite. Every time I hear the Wolf Tones, I shiver. Oh my God, lad. Celtic Symphony is a new meaning for that fella, boy. Some odder. I tell you, to be fair, I've been at a Wolf Tones gig before. Dangerous. Dangerous, lads. You think a night out in Carlow's bad? Whoa, you want to go to a Wolf Tones gig?
All right, so Johnny, what have we been up to this week? We had a new video out called The County Is Calling, and it's completely based on you.
Yeah, although the county never called me, to be fair. But yeah, the guy I play in the video is me when the club manager rings me. Also, on last week's sketch entitled The Irish Mammy, Vanessa Lynn commented, wow, I really need subtitles. Cannot understand the conversation when they speak really fast, although I had lived in Ireland for 1 year. However, even the auto subtitles of YouTube cannot translate this. Vanessa, if you're listening, fuck off.
Lads, you could just learn to speak a little bit slower and
listen,
clearer.
It's me, I'll tell you. No one else said my name. Big problem, right? Look, Vanessa Lynn. Do you know what I mean? What kind of a name is that now?
She lived in Ireland for 1 year, like. But, yeah, like, you know, she probably lived in Black Rock, where they all speak lovely, like.
Yeah.
Come down the country there. Speak like real people. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? 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 Well, I'll kill the dog for you.
Yeah, you met my sister last week, and even she commented, it's like, yeah, you know, more, you're starting to talk like them a little bit. You're saying lad an awful lot. And it's
well,
like,
lad.
Oh no. I know.
You're one of us. You're one of us now, Marty.
I just want to take this moment to shout out to the Donegal boys who we met last week when we were out. And they just keep saying lad now, and they sent us a gas Snapchat today of all of them sitting around going, oh lad. And then they're like, throughout the goujons came to him out. Throughout them goujons.
So a shout out to the Donegal lad that we met in Cassidy's. We've been busy this week though. We've been gigging in Dublin in UCD, and we're off to Carrickmacross tonight.
Monaghan,
yeah. So
UCD, right, the student gig. They were all over the place.
Yeah,
all over the place. It was the first time. Well, no, we've been booked by students before, but I forget what a mess they are. Like, they were ringing at 4 o'clock. Where are you? And I was like, we're out in the car park. And then at 7 o'clock, we were still arsing around waiting for our sound check.
As they say in music, by hurry up and wait.
Hurry up and wait.
Yeah. So, but it was a great gig. We enjoyed it. And looking to the week ahead, lads, I'm off to Tenerife on Monday morning. And honestly, I won't tell you like the couple of days we've had, but I've been on the verge of a mental breakdown. I was driving on the motorway last night and I was contemplating pulling in. I was going through, like, I pulled over and went through my phone and was like, went on YouTube and put on soothing sounds. Because I tell you one thing.
Like bird sounds and...
Cuckoo, cuckoo, all that kind of waterfalls.
Whale noises.
Yeah, whale noises, all that kind of stuff. But I'll tell you about that later on.
I still can't believe that you're not going to Lanzarote.
Yeah, and to be honest, I'm regretting it already. Because there's anxiety is taking over my body now. I don't know any good restaurants in Tenerife. I don't know what's the good pub in Tenerife like. Whereas I know all that in Lanzarote. So I'll probably spend the first 2 days sulking out in Tenerife. So if anybody sees an Irishman with red skin
Staring at his shoes,
stressed off his head, that'll be me.
So if you have any recommendations where Smacks should go,
yeah,
in
just Snapchat me, please, and make sure they're good, like, you know. So I'm looking forward to that. And just a little bit, shout out to those doing a J1 in the summer. We're doing a little project. We can't really reveal it all, as they say in the television industry, you know, can't speak at this early stage. But we're going to San Francisco, San Diego, Boston, and New York. So if you're going to any of them places, we want to hear from you. Where are you staying? What are you doing over there? Are you doing any hurling, football? Snapchat us, DM us on Instagram, the whole lot.
And the San Fran GAA jersey is absolutely delicious.
It's delightful. Old school, like Tip. Yeah, so San Fran and Tip. We love that.
All right, that's moving on, so. We are coming live today from my cousin's spare bedroom.
So, do you want to tell people what happened? Go on, get into it.
We had technology difficulties, so... And then we were supposed to be in the studio and blah-de-blah. So now we hunted the cats out of the room. And he's gone taking his girlfriend for a drive just to get out of the house.
Yeah, he doesn't want to hear our shit.
If you hear scraping, I'm fairly sure her mother is out the back weeding the lawn.
And we're actually looking out the window at her. And if she turns on the lawnmower, I'm going to have to go out. And I swear to God, I'll kick her down the M50.
So he was giving us his address and he wrote in the estate and then he wrote Drumcondra. And when I put it into Google Maps, it came up as Clontarf. So I'm like, is he trying to act like, is Drumcondra a little posher?
He's trying to act hard, man.
Yeah, he's trying to act cool.
He doesn't want to let you know he's gone soft. Okay.
He'll be disappointed when he hears this podcast. So,
so topic number one, Johnny, this was something that was grating on you.
Oh, well, so I don't really follow soccer. Okay. Like, if Ireland are playing, I'll watch Ireland. But soccer is massive in Ireland. And something that has always perplexed me is, lads, such devotion to English soccer clubs. Johnny Smacks is a big Liverpool fan. But to me... Like,
I feel like I'm getting given out there. Christ.
A little bit, no. But, like, if I was to follow a soccer team, why couldn't I just follow Galatasaray of Turkey and, like, get them tattooed on my arm? Because... People's like,
just to clear it up, I don't have a Liverpool tattoo. Like,
yeah, but we know people who do.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, rational people with English soccer clubs tattooed on their body, who they have, like, no. I know two lads who support Sheffield Wednesday. The fuck is that about? What? No, because you know me, I'm a big hurling man, and I would go support the Tip footballers when I can. Like, but I just am totally. I understand how it's enjoyable, but you see, like. There's a match on the telly and there's, you know, Barca or someone is playing. I'll sit down and watch it if that's what we're doing, we're watching it. But I don't understand the absolute devotion to a completely random team in a different country.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, so I'll we're going to have it out now. This is the first time we're going to row on this podcast. You know, as well as I do, there's people who support Tipperary and Dublin and other counties who support the county, but they've never seen their club team play. So is that not the same thing?
No.
Why?
Because they're from that county.
Right, okay, fair enough. But I mean,
where did you get Liverpool from, like?
Well, like, my mother supported Liverpool. I don't know where she got it from, like. But, like, she supported Liverpool, and, like, she was buying me Liverpool jerseys, so I started supporting Liverpool. And I went to Anfield when I was 8 the first time.
Yeah.
And I've been there, like, I don't know, 10, 12 times since, like.
But it's pure random that, like, if she had supported Newcastle.
Well, like, I didn't just pick it out. Yeah, yeah, I probably would have supported Newcastle.
And it's mental, like.
I know, but, like.
Well, like.
More, come on in
okay.
now.
Okay. And like, I think in terms of Liverpool, like, a lot of Irish people would have gone over
yeah,
to Liverpool,
yeah.
you know, that and that's how it kind of would have came back to, say, Ireland, like that.
Yeah.
I like, if you're going to support teams in the Premier League, okay, the Premier League is the top soccer league in the world, and it doesn't have just English players. There's all players from all over, like Mo Salah, like, you know, like, okay, I'm not a big soccer fan, right? Mm. I would describe, how would I say, soccer to me is like bad sex. I'm quite happy for it to finish early in a nil-all draw.
And nobody's a winner.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I understand, I understand why certain people do enjoy it. I don't really understand it, but I can say that's grand. But I do think, like, if you see somebody like Mo Salah, he was there playing during the week and he had a fantastic performance, multiple goal scorer. What an athlete. Like, and of course, who wouldn't want to watch an athlete? I seen like that. I was in London last weekend and I seen Mo Farah running in the London Marathon. And it was amazing to see. So I don't really have a problem with people supporting the Premiership soccer teams. I do think there is a middle ground, though. Like League of Ireland, there is some pretty good.
Yeah, but just like, you can't say the marathon was that exciting on Mount Mora.
Oh, you've never been. No.
Adam Miller Bourne.
No.
Left foot,
back the
foot,
fuck up
right
there.
Foot.
You haven't been there. The atmosphere. There's people like there along either the whole 26 miles of. Now, I'm talking about the marathon in London, right?
Yeah.
And London people seem to like love the marathon. Like, they're there lining the crowd, the both sides, the racetrack, and then.
Watching lads go past.
Yeah, and cheering, the energy. And then there's like, you see like the Paralympians, the wheelchair users. Mm. Then you see the assisted runners. And then it's the elite females and the elite males. And like the speed they're going, the speed Mo Farah was doing at the 23rd mile mark. You're just like, I can't even run that fast in the 100 metres.
Hang on, but for how long was Mo Farah in your field of vision?
Oh, 20 seconds.
And how long?
It's like that bad sex, Maura.
And how long were you standing there?
Well, we were walking the whole way along. We walked, I think, from like the 21st mile up to the 25th mile. So,
jeez, you nearly done it yourself.
I tell you, like, I hate running. But if there was people lined, like if I was down GA train now and I had to do a few sprints and there's lads lined each side cheering me on, it'd be no bother. I'd fucking nail it.
Okay. But anyway, back on. Well, I dispute that the Premiership is the best league in the world, because there's not often that English teams win it, the Champions League, like.
Yeah, but like that's going back like to a previous time, like from like it kind of goes in roundabouts like that. So like the Spanish teams were dominating, but like the English were 5-6 years ago, like, you know. So it goes in roundabouts.
Oh, I didn't say the best teams or like as a whole.
It's definitely the most exciting league in the world.
Yeah, like, as a whole, it probably would have the highest amount of high quality players. But then if you were to take something like, what's the Barcelona team?
Barcelona.
Yeah, those guys, they have a fantastic squad. So of course they're going to do well in Europe. So, but the rest of the Spanish league
wouldn't. Dirt.
Yeah.
Real Madrid, I
used to support the League of Ireland. Like, so, like when I was living in Ross Grey, like the closest team was Kilkenny. So I go on a Friday night, like, and watch Kilkenny City, like. So like I do love all, like, and I played soccer like all up along, like. So I love it, like. But the thing about going to the soccer is it's a totally different atmosphere than a GA match.
Yeah.
So in a GA match, you have an outlet behind you roaring and bawling, like. Whereas in Anfield, like, you've got like 45,000-50,000 people singing "You Never Walk Alone." No, but like the chance of that, it's completely different atmosphere. And I think people really love supporting the English teams because they get to go over to the games, and it's nearly a weekend thing. It's almost like, you know, oh, last weekend we'll all go and watch the match over there now, like. Whereas I think the GA games, you just go on the car, like, and come home. And it's not as in. Listen, don't get me wrong. GA is my first love, like, but. Cut the soccer lads a bit of slack, Johnny, will ya? The lads are going to kill you, man.
I've never really had this row with anyone or abused anyone before, because if a lad comes up to you with a Man United tattoo on his arm, I don't feel like saying, you know, your whole life is a sham. I'm not going to say that to his face, but I think it's insane. Like, those players.
Would you get a Tipperary tattoo?
Well, we were debating this. The crest that's on the Tip jersey is no longer the exact same as the crest that's on the road signs. You are now entering Tipperary. So a Tip tattoo would be a Tip GA tattoo.
I could definitely see you going around with like just Tipperary right across your shoulders.
On my arse.
Big Rocky Cashel tattoo.
Up Tip up Riding. On my arse.
Yeah, there's some of them going around there, all right.
But so I think, are we getting on to the players? Can I move on to that?
Yeah, go on.
I think that the team you play for in Ireland, because you can't transfer and all, like you hear the very odd case of somebody transferring counties. But most of the time, I think the GA players care more about their team than the soccer players do.
Yeah, I'd agree. Of course they do, like they're from there and they're playing for the family and all that. But I mean, like, I suppose, yeah, in the English Premier League, a lot of American foreign lads in getting paid, extortionate wages. But you said to me yesterday you believe 99% of soccer players were in it for the money.
Yeah, I know they enjoy playing, but I mean, like, they're playing for that team.
What about the lads who left for Ireland?
Yeah, but just, you don't get as much playing for Ireland and all, like, that's
for sure, like, you know,
that's an honour, like.
Yeah, but you still play for Ireland.
Yeah.
So, it would, like, you support the Irish national team.
Yeah.
But not, no club team.
No, so the boys are swapping around there, like, hoers.
You're just as bad, boy. Huh. What was your point there, Maura? Go on. I'm he's annoying me now, to be honest.
Well, I was going to defend Johnny B a little bit and actually say that, like, if the Irish players were really passionate about playing for their country, wouldn't they play better than they currently are?
Oh, snap! God damn, Mara.
But I think you've got to take into account that the Irish players aren't as good. Like, look at the size of Ireland, like, and look at the size of England. You've got 60 million to choose from. 67 million to choose from.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's a part of an endemic problem that you're actually going to see that England and Ireland, that the, like, children just aren't putting in the, like, the training that's required to be like a top soccer player. So, like, say John Giles, right? I read his biography and, like, he just completely was obsessed with soccer as a child. He was kicking with his left leg, I think it was, and he ended up with a hip problem. So then he was told, like, okay, don't kick with your left leg for 6 weeks. So rather than rest his leg, he kicked the ball against the wall with his right leg. So he ended up being able to kick with both feet. This is from the young age, and then just over time he just became so obsessed with the sport. But then, like, little kids nowadays, like in first world countries like Ireland and England, they're on the iPad the whole time, and that's why you have so many, you know, foreign players coming in, because they're coming from, you know, communities where there's not the same wealth, and they, you know, there's just more conditions there.
What, you think they're hungrier?
Absolutely, they want the wealth that comes with the Premier League. Like, there's some fantastic soccer players. I can't think of names, but off the top of my head, but there's guys that have put massive amount of money back into. I'm thinking some of the African players who've put massive amount of their wages back into creating foundations and stuff like that, and doing actually really good charitable work. Like, don't get me wrong, there's no way I would go out with a Premiership soccer player, because they would cheat on you. Like, you know, let's be honest, Wayne Rooney, like, come on, like,
GA players are cheating you as well, Mara. there's an exclusive. But have you got any more points on that, Johnny? Do you want to nail the people of Ireland who support soccer clubs with?
Just defend the Irish soccer team a little bit there, Mara, in that I think they are giving it socks, because if you look at the current Irish soccer team, we don't have anyone in the Champions League, do we?
Playing Champions League soccer.
There's no Irish player, like, in the top four.
No, I don't think so, no.
Whereas before, like, you'd say Ireland were doing better. Yeah, but they had, like, three lads playing for United and two lads playing for Liverpool. Whereas now, sure, there's only a handful of Irish players in the Premiership. Mm-hmm. So I think the Irish team nearly overperforms for the players they have. Like, there's no big stars.
But can I bring you back to the fact that, like, we talked about people who don't support their local club, but support their county team. Like, what's your views on that? Like, I think that's mental. Like, I know lads who have supported Tip all their lives but have never been to see a club game. I think it's just mad.
Do they not like their club?
They don't feel a part of it.
Maybe so. Like, and then they're whinging them when it comes to Northern Ireland final. Oh, I can't get tickets. Oh, spilt milk.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I suppose that's strange to me, because where I'm from, like, the club, it's not just a, so Drumcondra GA club, it's not just a facility for playing football, they actually have a walking track around the pitch as well. And it's great for everybody there because it's floodlit a couple of times a week. In the evening, people can get out and walk. And that way, everybody feels more part of the club. And it's a social thing as well. Like, so I can't really comment on that because it's not a scenario that I'd be familiar with.
Well, I think that people sometimes don't feel like they're part of the club. And then they go and support Tip. It's grand. You can go and buy the jerseys. And it's elite too. It's a better standard of game. But see, it's different for us, Johnny, when we go and watch a club game because we probably know everybody on the team.
Yeah,
so it feels different. It's more exciting to us.
But like, in fairness, I think they are taking strides to kind of more promote the club game. So like TG Catter and their sport are starting to show club games now, like club championship games in the county from now, like not just the finals and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that'll probably help get the clubs up a bit. So
yeah, I don't understand it though, why people would support their county and not their club.
Okay. I actually agree with you on that one.
And I also still don't understand why lads are so devoted to foreign soccer teams.
Okay, we'll put it into the podcast listeners.
Yeah, then. Podcast listeners, get in touch with us on Instagram, the Two Johnnies, on Snapchat, Johnny B. Tipman, Johnny Smacks, and you can use the hashtag Two Johnnies Pod. That's the figure two Johnnies Pod to get in touch with us. Tell us why you support English teams. I don't have to justify myself to Johnny B.
Yeah, I just, you're mental like.
But while we're on the subject of soccer, I think from the three of us, we'll all probably appreciate the fact that a Liverpool fan was attacked during the week. Sean Cox from Dunboyne in Meath, and from the three of us, I suppose our thoughts are with him and I hope he gets well soon.
Absolutely.
All right, it's that time, lads. He's found us. He's found us in this spare bedroom. I can smell him. He's kicked a cat down the stairs on his way up. And there's no sign of your one going to start the lawnmower now. I'd say he's after probably kidnapping her and putting her in the garden shed. It's time for the man who gave many an underage team the hairdryer treatment. It's Noel Furlong. Lads, it's time for Noel's News.
Noel's News! It's Noel's News!
Are you young for that?
Well, Noel... Oh God!
Fuck you, laughing at.
It's good to have you here. Thanks for finding us. I know you don't really work the sat nav too well.
I know. I know Dublin that.
Did you get your slacks in Guineas last week?
I did. I got lovely pairs of beige slacks and a tan belt to match.
Oh, lovely! You're all style, so and all.
Yeah, I have the anniversary coming up, so we'll talk about that next week.
Oh, lovely! Okay, go on, hit us with your news there.
Don't you tell me what to do now. Right. Speaking of soccer, we're going this week, story number one, Spain.
Lovely.
I don't need your approval on my choice of locations for stories, okay?
Come on, you old bastard, will ya?
Okay. Our first stop is, of course, Barcelona. Right? You know where that came from, the way they pronounced that?
Well.
There was a king in Barcelona, and he had a lisp. And he used to say Barcelona. And everyone was afraid to correct him. So they all started doing it as well.
Is that actually true?
That's a fact. Nobody wanted to tell him. It's like nobody wants to tell Mike Denver, you know, blonde highlights are gone. Now, you wouldn't see Jimmy Buckley doing that.
No.
Good man, Jimmy.
He's a man's man. Now, Messi, the soccer player. You're a small lad, you know him.
Yeah.
So, he was in court. Did you hear this, Maureen? Did you hear this?
I didn't know, actually.
Big God, nothing get past you now. Actually, like Packy Bonner over there. So, he can now trademark his own name. Right? He was in court for 7 years. Fighting this. He wanted to release his own line of clothes. I don't know, he's going to do shirts or dinner jackets or what, though. I don't know. but he's going to release his own line of clothes, Messi, right? And he was fighting with a cycling company from Spain called Massey. Yeah.
Oh.
They said it was too similar. Not to be confused with Massey Ferguson, spelled differently again. But, I mean, Massey and then the other Massey, any fella that don't know the difference between a tractor and a bicycle shouldn't be farming. Okay, so the court ruled that, like, fuck's sake, everyone would know the difference. Everyone knows Messi. He's the Argentinian Jodine. Okay? He's currently the highest earning soccer player in the world.
Wow.
He's on a salary of 126 million. Isn't that some twine?
That's some money, yeah.
There's some bag of carrots now. So, like, I can't understand it, that money, and I can't justify it. Like, he's kicking soccer. He never had to play Ballylanders of a wet Tuesday. Huh? Down in Kilmallock, talking out in a fucking container. And the Cummins is trying to rob your boots. So yeah, I'd love to have marked Messi back.
Would you sort him out?
Oh, lad, when I was full back now, I'd quieten him back. They say he's some man for the old tricks, you know, flicks. And I have a trick as well. It's called an elbow to the jaw. It's like the collection basket at Mass. You can see it coming, but you can't avoid it. I guess he wouldn't get past me by. And that team I was on, I had my brother Dan in goal. Between the two of us, lad, we were like Fort Knox. Fucking Fort Knox, they just call us by. That 21-yard line was like the Mafia. Blood in, blood out. So Messi, he the top scorer as well. He have 600 goals in his career. 600 goals. I got that in the league of 84. So grease up Messi now. I'll fucking drop you.
Noel duke it out with you.
I'll fucking drop him like you dropped Junior's Hurt French. Now, my second gripe of the week is, of course, over abroad in England. Yeah, hide your face, young fella. You know what's coming.
Take it, Andy.
No, England, home, of course, Mary Poppins, Adele and the Black and Tans.
Oh, no. No.
Please. Right. So, you know the big news over there this week? Well, it depends. It's not big news to me. I don't give a fuck. But the royal baby. This is the big thing. Prince William, who is king of the Tans, his missus is after popping out of Sprague, right? And a young fella, baby boy, no doubt he'll grow up to be another prick. And he can look forward to a life of luxury holidays and finest of food and waving out the window of his car at the peasants. I swear to God, do you know what the Queen's salary is now? Do you know what the Queen's salary a year is?
Well,
82 million sterling. Oh. That's a fact. Ooh.
God.
Huh? And you thought Bertie Ahern was bad.
She'd buy some knit needles with that.
She's doing fuck all. She's doing nothing. I know she does the money. Bingo. Is the Queen in ICA? I don't know. I suppose she's not a countrywoman.
No.
Now, the big rules around the royal birth. Okay? Big rules around the royal birth. And have you seen his missus, Kate Middleton?
Mm.
A fair bit of totty.
Totty?
She's a fair bit of cake, know that. Now, the Queen has to be the first to know about the baby. This is the rules, okay? So, they rang her on an encrypted phone. Like, who'd want to fucking know? Who'd be hacking the calls? I rang her on the phone. Now, I don't know why she just didn't call down to the hospital. I mean, it's not like she's fucking busy. Doing nothing. So, now, they normally put a big sign up outside Buckingham Palace with the news. But this year, they broke from tradition and they announced it on Twitter.
Ooh.
So, they used to have the big sign. Like, I mean, Henry VIII didn't have Twitter.
No.
He just had to resort to murdering people. Normally the town crier would have it. He'd be going around, you know, about shouting. This is medieval times now when people couldn't read and write. Yeah. Now English people just choose not to read and write. So, usually they have home births. This has been the way for how many hundred years them fuckers are in charge. And Diana was the first to change this. She had the home birth. Now I heard it's because she wanted to get the young lad registered in the GAA a year later. but Prince Charles turned out to be fucking useless at hurling. Anyway, so it was all the one. Did you ever hear the story of Frank Hyland?
No.
Oh, I guess. Young lad was born, I couldn't be saying it now, but young lad was born in December at home. Sure, he wouldn't let leave the house until the 5th of January. Huh? And they got the papers changed. That's a fact.
He got another year minor.
Got another year minor, eh? That's a fact. Now, the fourth rule is the father is banned from the Burton room. Can't go in. Can't be in there. Can't be in there.
No way.
Not that you'd fucking want to be in there anyway. Huh? But like somebody watching somebody crash your tractor. Fucking Cameron was pure bushed after the last fella we had. Bushed. Fucking ruined. Anyway, she's okay now. She's back in action. Now, my big local story.
Oh, terrific.
Of the week is, of course, Pat Kearney's daughter got married.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, lovely. Delighted for the girl. You don't know the new buck, the jockey she have, no?
No, no.
Larry Langton. You know Larry, no?
No.
Oh, sure, fucking Larry. Larry with the limp. Do you know Larry, no? Yeah, sure. They're fucking posh out there, crowd. And when he was young, he was out with the father shooting and he'd blow the fucking toes off himself. Gave the child a shotgun. Now, he would name his Mickey that fella. So the real religious family, you know, Kearney's now, anyway, so it was a big, big posh ceremony now with Larry. And they were back to Glen. Big ceremony. They invited the relatives. They invited the neighbours. They invited people she went to school with and worked with. They were pulling people out of the graveyard to go to Kearney's wedding. But the fucking best thing about it was the stag.
Well.
So they're wicked religious now. So Kearney, well, the more the wife saw, she wouldn't leave Larry at the daughter until after the wedding. They'd never even been in bed together now. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
Right? So Kearney went on the stag to keep an eye on Larry. So, of course, I went to keep an eye on Kearney. And then Dermot came to keep an eye on me. He just likes the free pints. So, we had a right crack on the stag, anyhow. We got the bus to Killarney. But, of course, the Langtons are from Kilkenny. And then Kearney getting a row on the bus. And the bus driver had enough. And he fucked us off in, where were we, fucking Charleville or somewhere. He fucked us out of the bus. And we had a right crack on him. And McCroom. It was McCroom, we got thrown out of the bus. And we went into this pub, the whole lot of us. And when there was a saucy old one behind the bar, and she gave me the eye all night. Now, I wouldn't be at that crack now. But Dermot was giving her the eye back, anyway. That fucking cat I can hear screaming. Is there fucking cats in here? You know I hate them. Christ, I hate cats.
I'll deal with it. No, don't worry. You keep going there.
Go on. So, we're inside in the pub, anyway. And she said she'd put us up anyway now. Because we're fucking stranded. We're stranded in the public. So next morning, we went to pay anyway. And
sorry, Noel.
What the fuck are you laughing at?
There's a cat sticking his hand in under the door.
I'll go to the van and get the gun. And if you interrupt me again.
Sorry. Go on, proceed, Darren.
So fucking, anyway, Dermot was giving the old one the eye all night. Mm. And when it came to pay for the rooms the next morning, Dermot only winked at me and said, "That's okay, it's all looked after."
Mm.
Yeah, so I got a letter during the week from McCroom. And I called up to Dermot and I said, "Tell me honestly now, did you ride that old one?" And he was like, no, I didn't. I said, fucking tell me now. Did you ride that old one? And he eventually said, I did. I said, you dirty fucking animal. And he said, why? And I said, did you give her my name? He said, I did. And you gave her my address? He said, I did. And he said, I'm sorry. And I said, well, you're going to be even more sorry now. Because she died and left me the pub.
Oh, huh? Fuck.
He said he gave her the night of her life. So, fucking, you know, so the wicked religious crowd, anyway, and they're back at the fucking wedding, you know. And I'm really going fucking last to myself now. My notes here, my letters in front of me.
Did the cat throw you off, Noel?
The fucking cat threw me off. So anyway, the wicked religious, they'd never been in bed together. And so Larry with the limp and the daughter upstairs, and about fucking 12 o'clock, then she come running down the stairs. And she said to the mother, Carney's wife, "Mammy, Larry have a foot and a half." She said, "Stand back, girl. Leave this to your mother." you couldn't be up to them Langtons, mate. They're posh out. They're fucking posh out. Well, see, Larry of Boston, he told me he was 372nd in line to the throne of England. Them other fucking pricks abroad in London. We were talking about the home birth and baby and all. Prince William, yeah. That crowd. But I never liked him. Did I ever tell you when I was working in London, I was outside a pub in Cricklewood one night and I got into a fight with Prince Charles. I poked her fucking head clean off the back. Why do you think he didn't come to Ireland for 40 years? He was avoiding me.
Oh, that's brilliant.
He was avoiding me. He had wicked security last time he came, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's not man enough to face me. So Prince Charles, if you're listening, I know what you did. People forget, but I know about what Prince Charles used to be up to. Prince Charles killed Biggie Smalls.
You're not well.
Notorious B.I.G. by. B.I.G. Biggie fucking knew the crack by. Biggie knew the story.
Biggie Smalls.
Oh my goodness.
That's Prince Charles by. Only a prick. So, that would have been a fine wedding though.
Good wedding.
Yeah.
Enjoyed.
I fucking jived all night.
Had the good food.
Food wasn't too bad back to Glen now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Happy enough.
Happy enough, lad.
Grant.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see you weren't invited.
No, I didn't get the invite, no. I would have been close enough to her now before Larry Limp came along.
Go away.
Yeah.
She was an obliging sort, alright.
More than obliging, Noel.
Go on, I'm gonna get out of this fucking dive of the city.
Thank you, Noel. You might mind the cat now on the way out. Don't kill it, Ran.
Well, if he gets under my wheels, bye.
Okay, lads, we hope you enjoyed Noel's news. Now it's time for our producer, Maura, to put us on the spot with her mystery topic. Maura, what have you got for us this week? Take care on my gentle soul now.
Oh, gosh. We've had an emotional week. But anyway, I don't know if you've seen this on Twitter, right? But it's somebody did up a map of Ireland with all the county mottos. So we're going to have a little quiz to see if you can guess the name of the county based on their motto, okay?
Ooh.
Okay, so Smack's going to start off with you because I think we started with Johnny B last week.
Grand,
so.
I'm great at these quizzes anyway.
Okay. So, okay. Sorry, I just figured. Okay, which right? So, this which county has this motto: manliness and truth.
Leash.
No, Cavan.
The meanest bastards in Ireland. Yeah. This be their motto:
manliness and truth. Okay, Johnny B, which county has this motto: be faithful.
Offaly.
Well done. Well,
that's an easy one.
Where are you getting these, Mara?
They're on a map. I see this on Twitter.
Are they GA related or are they just...
Yeah, these would be the ones that are... Some counties don't have mottos.
Yeah. Right.
Well, Stay driving, Carlo.
Turn back.
Right, Smacks. Okay. Which county has this motto? Together strong.
Oh, together strong. Mead.
Yes!
Yeah. There you go, boy.
There you go.
What made you say that?
I think I've seen it somewhere before.
The Royal County, there.
Yeah. So, together strong. Yeah, I've seen that somewhere before.
Okay.
Good memory, lad.
Jesus.
Pressure's on now, John.
Johnny B. Which county has this motto? Land of Heart's Desire.
Here. Land of Heart's Desire.
Yes.
You're fairly bigging yourself up now. If you're going to name your county that, like... who thinks they're great? Loud.
No, Sligo.
Oh.
What is that, a Joycean reference or what's that?
I presume it's Yeats.
Or Yeats, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, because Yeats would have all gone in the Liddell House and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's in Sligo. Okay, I think Yeats is actually buried in Sligo as well, so that might be why that's there. Schmacks.
Mm.
Which county has this motto? Have love for one another.
California.
Clare.
No, Donegal.
Clare have love for nobody.
Johnny B. Okay. Whose county has this motto? God and Mary be with us.
Somebody with a complete lack of imagination.
God and Mary be with us.
Oh, sure. Vatican, I don't know. Todd, God and Mary be with us. Yeah. Or does this correlate to like their crest or something?
Well, this will be the motto of the county. So probably some counties have the motto on their crest and some counties don't.
Have a guess, man. This isn't Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. There's no money on the line here.
Can I phone Noel?
Okay, I'll give you a clue, right? Which county has a very famous religious shrine in it, okay? Because God and Mary be with us.
That's... I know the town, but what county is it in? Knock. What county is knocking? Jeez, I'm ashamed of myself now. Mayo, is it?
Yes, correct.
Mayo.
Okay. It's two one here to.
Oh yeah, sure. I was robbed in me Eddie Rockets voucher last week.
Snacks. Okay. Which county has this motto? Free spirits.
Oh, for God's sake. Cork.
No, it's Wicklow. What's Cork actually doesn't have a motto.
Langers.
It's funny because Cork people never shut up.
Yeah.
Right, we'll do two more, okay? So it's currently 2-1 to Johnny B. Okay. Which county has this motto? Noble above nobility.
That's a good one. Westmeath?
Well done!
Ah, for God's sake.
Because... the Meath is called the Royal County and West Meath are always like, well, fuck Meath.
Okay, it's
West,
true.
If you ask somebody from West Meath, it's basically like, well, I'm not from Meath.
Yeah, so that's, I think that's 3-1. Sorry, I smashed it off with you, so that's...
That's it, though.
So yeah. I can't win.
No, sorry.
Just like life.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah,
this bad weekend continues to get worse. It's spiraled out of control.
Just do you know the Tipperary motto?
No.
Okay, well, North Tipperary doesn't have a motto, but South Tipperary, the motto is the Golden Veil of the Shire.
Fucking farmers.
Yeah, yeah.
Does Care Slashers have a motto?
Drive it. On the back of our jerseys, we had one time
TEA.
That's when Peter Creedon was in charge.
Yeah, Teamwork, Enjoyment and Achievement.
Very good.
Yeah. We were thinking about getting like BBSB, Big Ball, Small Ball on the back of the jersey. When we sponsor the Junior B jerseys this year, that's what we're going to get.
They're all going to be robbed after the first game.
Up Care, Up Riding on the back of the collar. Like, that's what we're thinking.
On the left sleeve, it's going to say drinking. And on the right sleeve, it's going to say riding. And across the back of your neck, it's going to say fighting.
A good Saturday night. Maura, thanks for that. Enjoyed that.
Thanks, Maura.
Even though I lost.
What's the Dublin one?
The Dublin one is action to match our speech.
Who came up with this?
Well, do you know what? Actually, the best motto is Drumcondra GAA's motto. Brodog is Deergrass. Pride and passion.
That's it. Ni narca curla caela, boy. Strength in numbers.
This is it.
Was that Ross Gray, is it?
No. Ross Gray is mind your handbags. Nah, I'm joking. I love Ross Gray. No, I think that's the Gael Doctor or something. Now this is a hot topic, lads, right? Johnny B didn't want to do this. He's been putting it off for the last 4 podcasts, but we've got there. He's looking away now. He's in the sulking mode. Yeah, right, we're going to talk about exes, right?
Johnny, is that my phone there? I just
No, you're chained into that seat. Okay, exes. Best way to break up with someone. Break up horror stories, differences between the sexes when it comes to the breakup. Who are we going to start with?
Mara. It's Max, even A4 page in it, so you go.
Come on, Saul. Alec.
I tell you, I don't have much experience. There's not too many want to get rid of me. Because I'd fucking find them. No, like, my kind of brush with exes is when I was a younger man in school, like, and like you think it's forever.
Oh yeah.
Or you think like, this is it now. I'm in love. I'll never need anyone else. I'll stop hanging around with my friends. I'll do nothing, only just go up to her house and eat Ben and Jerry's and get fat as a fool and have four Chinese's a week. But lads, it doesn't. A taxi driver said to me once, "Ah yeah, so you think it's forever until you're in the bedroom listening to love songs?" And he's right. Akon, Mr. Lonely, played and repeat for a week. Not good. Not good. I used to go out with a girl. Won't name her.
Please don't.
No, I won't. She'll kill me. No, I'm joking. What can I say about it? Bad breakup. Do you know when you were younger, like, young lads used to have the signet rings?
Yeah.
And they used to have your initials on it, like. So she used to wear my ring, like, you know, that was the sign that we were together, like. And it was probably worth 150 euro anyway, the ring.
Jesus, lad.
So when we broke up, she fired at me inside the graveyard in Roscrea, and I didn't find it. Just was down my hands and knees for an hour.
You broke up in a graveyard?
Yeah. Kind of summed it up. It started in a graveyard and ended in a graveyard. And I was lucky her family didn't get me. I would have ended up in the graveyard. But yeah, she fired the ring at me anyway, and I couldn't find the ring. I was on my hands and knees looking for it.
Glad you'd have been straight down for cash for gold.
I would have pawned it. I probably would have still wore it, which wouldn't be a good look for me. But yeah, that was kind of...
Wait,
that was...
did you have a ring as well?
What? No, I didn't wear her one. No.
I don't know how these works, like.
No, I don't know. Maybe that was just a Ross grating, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, she used to wear the old signet ring. And that was it. But sure, we were only kids at the time. I was only maybe 16.
And so what, did you 17. Go then, like, you were 2 months ago drinking or rebelling then?
I didn't really drink now because I wasn't into the big underage drinking scene. But there is a saying, like, the only way to get over a woman is get under another one. So I went down that path.
And was it?
It's empty. A lot of soul searching. Yeah, no, I didn't get under. I was only 16, like, you know, but I was shifted a few young ones already. Yeah. Bit of on the top stuff, as they say.
A bit of outside boob.
Bit of arse grabbing, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, oh, I was a wicked man of the arse grabbing.
Yeah, an arse grabbing bite. So they say you want me going home with a pain in their arse bite.
You'd be shifting out the back of the arts room in school.
Funny though, in the shifting, like. Be shifting there for hours, like. You know, when you're a young lad, like, you'd have lockjaw and the spit be rolling down the front of your face, but a big sloppy one. What's your experiences, John?
None.
Open up, John. Circle of trust. We're all friends here.
Oh, sure. Where do you start?
The whole of Ireland is just, they're waiting with bated breath. They've got the headphones in. They're travelling in on the Lewis. They're like, go on, Johnny. Preach. Tell us, Johnny.
No, well, when you're young like that, yeah, it is. Sure, you think it's the end of the world. I was in school, like, and then you'd be doing laps at a school and you might see her coming the opposite direction with her friends and you'd be with your friends and jizz, you'd nearly fucking jump into a ditch or something to get away from
her. It's true, yeah. I was never big on shifting in school now. You know, at lunchtime, Rat. I was too into the food. If you gave me a choice now of shifting or a chicken roll, it'd be chicken roll all day long. So, but go on, John, you were saying, so we touched on the school part. Can you take us, can you fast forward us on a few years there? It stops then. You've went into celibacy.
Yeah. Asher, tis awful, like. Smax is just loving watching me squirm, like.
This is the first topic.
You've
like,
gone so pale. It's,
yeah, the notes have been discarded. There's like, you know, the amount of prep.
I didn't do any prep for this topic.
The amount of prep we put into this, and he's just staring at me now as if to say, I've got nothing.
I have nothing.
Okay, will I give it?
Yes, Marla. Could we have a bit of adult exes there from you, please?
Okay, so in terms of breakups and exes, I actually did kind of fairly well, like, in adult life up until I probably got into a very serious relationship and it was all kind of like whatever, and then it like basically ended up that person I was with wasn't treating me very nice or whatever, and it was actually really funny because I was like, I'd always try to be a really nice person and not say negative things about anybody, even if whatever, like, you know, it's just nice to be not nice, or it's just nice to be a better person and not sink to their level.
Why'd you start hanging around with us?
But then, like, I was like, when I was prepping for this podcast, I was like, I think I sent the lads no notes before on the exes topic, and I typed it into my Gmail X, And for some reason, one of the things that came up was the Hangouts, because I used to message my ex on Hangouts rather than me texting all the time, because that way I wouldn't have to take out my phone at work. I could just type on screen. And then I started reading back over them and I was like, no, you were justified in definitely kicking him to the curb hard and fast. So, yeah.
So he was a prick.
Yeah, no, like, do you know what? He was, he just wasn't, he just made a lot of promises that he didn't keep. And like we had, right, we had a house together, right? And I spent like part of my summer, right, I had 2 months off. I spent part of the summer doing a lot of paint work around the house, like painting his fucking floorboards and...
Well, you'd house together?
Yes, yeah. And like, and then I was just like, hold on a second, I'm not happy here. Why am I putting up with this? And then I think you definitely, people have a fear of breaking up with people. Like, yeah, they definitely have a fear. But like, what I would say to anybody who's listening to this podcast, if you're not happy, the best thing you can do is just get out of it quickly. And just be like, honest with yourself and don't worry about what other people think. Because like, when I was breaking up with that person, like, it was the situation that all our mutual friends were getting married, getting engaged, having babies, and I was just like, you're like, well, I'm taking a massive step back here. But then you kind of, looking back, perspective on it, best thing I ever did. And I, like, I don't hold any ill will towards that person, because what I did when I when I broke up with that person was I went and signed up to do an MMA fight, and that was great. Got all my anger out punching lads.
Punched the face off someone to get over it. Yeah. How did you break up with him, if you don't mind me asking? Like, did you just go up to him and just be like, right, pack your...
Well, like, you know, nobody ever breaks up. Like, you know, there's kind of like, you have a couple of chats.
Stages.
Where you say to the person, like, I'm not happy about this, I'm not happy about that. And then they say, oh, I'll change this, I'll change that. And then they don't. So then you have another chat. And then that happened. And then, like, basically, I packed up all my things and was like, good luck. So, yeah.
Did he try and stop you?
No, but he pointed out that I was wrong in certain things that I was saying. And I wasn't wrong. So that's an important point for
gives
me.
His address, we go for kick the fuck
out. Actually, do you see him around right now? Do you bump into him?
No, actually. No. It's weird. Like, you know, like, if I bumped into him now, I wouldn't have a problem, or I wouldn't feel anything for him.
You wouldn't be cracking out your MMA moves.
No. Like, what's the point? Like,
but I think the best way to show someone like that is just show him that it's actually not bothering you.
Oh, yeah. But, like, it doesn't. Like, you know, because once you realise, God, I'm so much happier away from that situation. I don't know what your perspective on this is, right? But this is what my female friends have a view on. The men are very slow to break up a relationship. They're not happy. What they'll do is they'll either cheat or push the girl to cheat. And that way it's suddenly like, ah, sure, we cheated on each other, or sure, we better break up. And there's not an actual adult conversation there about this isn't working for either of us, let's call it a day.
I think lads love the, like, to rebel kind of thing, as in, like, yeah, I know, no, I won't break up, no, I'll go drinking solid for 3 weeks, like, and she might fuck me out.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, no, I'll bury the head in the sand now and start ignoring her, not replying to her texts, just like, just act a cunt, really.
You're as well off, just have the chat.
What about you, J-Bone?
Sure, we just had to have the chat, and that was it. It was rough, but sure, you're all the better for it.
Yeah.
But I suppose you have to admire that as well, like, and I do, like, you know. But
I see what you're saying as well. People are gassed about, it's actually something,
the social circle.
Yeah.
But also you were saying about, like, you're seeing other people getting married and all that. And something I hear in songs a lot, it's in that new picture, this song, do you love me or do you just hate being alone? And there's so many songs, a secret as well, it's like, we got just not to be alone. Like, people don't want to be alone and stay in bad relationships. But I think if you're truly not happy, get out. And yeah, you're alone and that's mad, but there's a mad sense of freedom too, like.
Oh, like, don't get me wrong, like, being single for the first 3 months it's a shit show. Like, there's no way, two ways about it. But then, like, when you start getting into things and realising all the things that you weren't doing because you're worried about how that person would impact on it, or like, or you realise that that person doesn't want you to go work in a different job because they're worried about whatever. Like, you know, when you start doing things you actually want to do, you'll be just the better person for it, and that person won't matter to you. And you don't, like, you actually just won't care about if you do run into each other in social circles.
Well, I haven't gone into West Tipperary since.
But like we've had friends who've ended relationships and long-term relationships. And I mean, what advice would you give them, like, when they ask you, like, I suppose the one thing is to, like, block them on all social media, I would say.
Yeah.
Cold turkey.
Yeah, like. Yeah. You definitely, you can't stay friends with your ex. I don't think that's possible.
No. No, definitely not. Not from my perspective, anyway.
No, I'm not friends with any of my exes, no. I'm not friends with them.
So we've had your horror story, Maura. What's the difference between the sexes when it comes to breaking up? Now, my opinion on this is, the girls, so they break up, the girl goes around to all her friends, ice cream, chocolate, he's a fucker, blah blah blah, oh it's all him, and then the fella just rings the lads and goes, right, beer, we're on the beer, the whole lot, shifts a load of other women, and then like 2 days later he's like, oh, I think I'd have her back now. that to me is the difference between men and women anyway. Am I right, or what way does it go? There is definitely, don't sit there and tell me there's not haggis involved.
Oh, see, this is the thing, is like, because like, this is one thing that still does annoy me. You know, that like when I said, like my ex said certain things to me, he's like, said to me, oh, you're probably going to go listen to a load of Adele now. I was just like, oh my God, if I, like, that annoyed me now, because like, I was just like, no, actually, I didn't go listen to Adele. I went and trained in John Kavanagh's gym and learned how to.
That's class.
Do MMA and I was just like, I did, like,
I would have got a big massive sound system and pumped all of Adele's albums out in his front lawn. Just been like, now, yeah, I am listening to Adele.
Driving around his estate.
Driving
like,
around, yeah,
with like on Tannoy.
Yeah. like the election, lads.
Vote McGrath.
Never mind, I'll find. Belt it out there, Jim.
Yeah, there'd be a period of where you just go mad, like you just let loose. You'd have a few drunk nights out.
Drunk dial.
Drunk dial. No, yeah. I wouldn't drunk dial. I'd drunk DM and then be like, no, but not to an ex. But
you do. You go mad for a while at first.
Yeah, like I have been with some of my friends, and like they've been like, it's grand. It's all gone out. We're like, oh, we're all girls. We're all independent women. Blah blah. Woo, 3 o'clock that night, you're crying in Supermax. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm expecting that stage to end for me any day now.
I'd give advice like to anyone breaking up anyways, just watch John Tucker Must Die. Did you ever see that film?
No.
So your man is like, you know, a serial ladies man, and then they just like get this girl to,
I like him.
Yeah. They get this Johnny B Must Die. They get this girl to like make him fall in love with her. Mm. And then they just yank it out from all underneath him. Jesse Metcalf's in it.
Oh, I don't know.
So you suggest go get revenge.
Maybe revenge. Yeah, it's kind of like how you like me now. Mm.
So what, like, hire somebody to, like, fall in love with this, to go out with him until he falls in love with him, and then be like, it's off, bitch.
Yeah, you're a fucker.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
It is, but that's what the film is. But maybe, I don't know if there's women out there.
You said to me you didn't like make-believe.
That's not make-believe, lad.
We're talking,
that shit happens in America.
What was that movie out during the week? You wouldn't look at it. The Marvel one.
Ah yeah, sure, makeup shite. Like, that's fucking superheroes. There's no superheroes. Bar Mo Salah. I think the fellas kind of act macho when they break up then as well, like, you know. So the girl's after breaking up with the fella, and he's like, oh, sure, I ended it. Yeah, I fucking ended that. Sure, well, you know, wasn't happening.
Then you hear down the town, like.
Hear down the town, then she was after throwing him out, bags out in the garden, the whole lot. He was bawling then, oh, let me back in, let me. And he got around the place then, well, no bother, yeah, no bother. Yeah. Crying his little eyes out. My mother was wicked worried about me now at that breakup in school, like.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, big time, man. She thought like I was gonna go off the rails, like.
Oh.
It was my own fault, like. She broke up with me like with good reason, like. I'm not getting into that in this podcast. Put two and two together. Mother was wicked worried, yeah. And it was God. All your one's fault.
Oh yeah, it's all her fault.
It wasn't my fault. Oh, she was the worst in the world.
Oh my God.
Oh, she was the worst in the world, yeah.
Never liked her.
Yeah, but it was all my fault, like. And my mother probably knew deep down it was my fault, like, but hey.
Lad, I was out one night and I met this girl. She used to go with one of my mates, but then I kind of wasn't mates with your man anymore to find out. And I was like, well, how's himself? And she's like, oh, we broke up. And I was like, you're dead right. I never liked him. That guy's fucking mental. And then she's like, but we got back together.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there is some horror stories like that. One of our friends, was going out with a girl for years, you know, and they broke up, and he texts him and was like, oh, do you want to go for a drink? And Chalk Ice's brother, talked about in a previous podcast, The Brunch, we call him. He came out with me, like, so there was two of us and your man. And your man, we were like, look, how are you, like, you know, how are you? And he was like, yeah, I'm pretty low, like, whatever, blah, 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 you know, but maybe it's for the best, I don't know. And then Brunch came in and says, well, I thought she was a bitch anyway. Straight out. And then your mum's like, oh, I'd never call her that. Like, he's still, you know, it was still, it was too soon, like. But he was like, I heard she's a bitch anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you do need
don't
your,
say that.
Yeah, I think you do need your friends to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, so I know somebody now who's in a bad relationship. So I'm kind of like figuring out, like, how am I going to, like, basically, this person broke up with her boyfriend and then they got back together. And I'm a bit like, you broke up for a reason.
Yeah.
No, no, no. Call a halt to that. Like, you know, and
would you have the stuff to do it? Would you have the stones, man?
Oh, God, yeah. I'd lay it out there. But, like,
That's a
but
whole
I,
other
but
thing.
I'd only do that for a person that I really cared about. So, like, if you're coming from a place of love where you say, look, it, this person you're with isn't good for you. You know, they're holding you back from doing things. They're draining you. You're not happy.
Yeah.
You're just scared of, you know, having to, you know, move house and change your life a little bit, you know.
But what,
it's hard to get a, you know, somewhere to live in Dublin.
It is hard to get a house in Dublin.
What, what happens if you sit her down and you're like, this lad isn't right for you, blah, blah, and then she's like, no, you're wrong.
Oh, look,
and stop taunting you.
She could fall out with me for 6 months.
See, that's the thing.
But then, do you know
she'll
what's going to happen
back.
When the penny drops, who'll be there and who'll be like, and I wouldn't do the thing of like, oh, I was right.
Told you so.
No, I would be like, fair play, well done. It was very brave of you.
More will be there.
So your advice, so Johnny, to anybody out there who's dealing with a breakup.
Look,
sum it up.
If you're at the end of it, try and fix it. Try and have a real hard, honest conversation. And if it's still not working, you gotta do it.
Yeah. I think, you know, like, you know, when a relationship working, everybody has rows, everybody has fights. But if you can't sit down and resolve them easily, if it's hard work to resolve something, then that relationship isn't for you. And there is 3 billion people on the planet, you know.
One
get on Tinder.
Yeah, we might have a two Johnny's date night for all
oh
the singles. There you go.
Well, I've never been on Tinder, but I hear it's great crack.
So people wouldn't think it was you anyway.
I know, because one of the girls who used to be in
we're actually in people's profile pictures on Tinder. All right,
several.
I've been sent a good few. Yeah.
One of the girls who has been in our videos said she went on Tinder once, and all the messages were like, "Are you the one from the Two Johnnies video?"
So, lads, if you're out there dealing with a breakup, my advice is Haagen-Dazs and a nice night in front of the fire.
Pints, lad.
And post a really good photo then on your Instagram, like you're enjoying life, even if it means you have to get off the couch.
All the lads up in the gym who are on steroids say, breakups make bodybuilders.
There you go.
That's what the steroid boys say.
Bigger arms, skinnier bitches. We leave it there. Okay, it's Yurt or Dirt time, where the two Johnnies give their highlight and lowlight of the week.
Yurt or Dirt?
Dirt. Johnny, can we start with you? Do you want to give us your dirt?
My dirt of the week is we had to stay in the hotel last night because we were gigging in Dublin and recording today, and we're gigging Monaghan tonight. So we stayed in the hotel, and hotels are always doing it. You think you've a double bed, and it's only two single beds put together.
So were you falling down through the middle of it or something?
I wasn't, like. No, I was on my own in the room. You know what I mean? I didn't have a lady friend, as Noel would say.
But, a lady friend.
But had I had one, it would have been an inconvenience. It'd be an old windy gap down between the...
You would have bushed an elbow.
There was your man going around directing traffic at reception. He was French or something. And he's fucking useless. It was a fancy hotel. I'm not going to name it, but like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was. My dirt of the week is... okay, so we'll get into it. We were supposed to record a podcast this morning with a special guest.
Here we go.
And so we brought up all our equipment and we were going to do it in the hotel. And we've got a cable. So we literally couldn't do the podcast because we've got the cable.
For my interface.
Yeah, for the interface, yeah. So I drove back and got the cable. Long journey after.
Not all the way, one of the boys met you halfway,
And brought the cable back, brought it to the hotel, plugged it in, cable didn't work. Hence the reason we've been around 50 different places in Dublin today, but we eventually got the podcast done. So that is my dirt of the week. Johnny B gives your yurt straight between the eyes. Give it to us.
My yurt of the week is the host we met at breakfast this morning.
Oh man.
Oh my god. We
flamboyant.
No, the breakfast wasn't included on our rooms. So we came in and we were debating, like, are we paying now or what? Like, and we met the guy and he's like, two Irish breakfast, yeah. And we're like, well, we haven't had it yet. Oh my god, please. Oh my God, please. And he put the arm around us. He was like Italian or something.
Yeah.
Oh, you must eat. The most important thing is you enjoy.
Yeah.
You pay afterwards when you know how you know what you want.
Yeah.
Oh my God, please. Oh, here, have a seat. Have a seat. And he came over. And then he was really going to spoon feed me.
I've never seen that like.
And I'd let him.
Yeah. The only thing is, we asked him for a cup of coffee. He went off to Kenya for the fucking thing.
Oh, mother of God.
Yeah, but he was.
Oh, please, please, no.
He was like your man out of Hangover. Do you know the guy like Eddie, like who works in like the chapel in the first Hangover?
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, I thought he was going to eat my dick, crazy motherfucker. That's exactly what he was like. He was a mad joke. So
he looked like he was really enjoying his job.
Yeah,
he was buzzing.
He was cool. So we met a friend last night at the bar. This is my yurt of the week. Met a friend at the bar last night, and we met him in the corridor while we were heading down for a drink. And this woman came over a room. And she was like, Staff. And she was an old enough woman, and she had like a kind of a string vest on, and she was like covering her
cleavage.
Her, yeah. With her arm like that. And she was like, Staff. So our friend would be, you say that?
No, it's grand, don't worry.
But he was like, are you okay? Is everything okay? And she was like, are you staff? And he was like, no, but I'll give you a hand or whatever, like. And so we went down to the bar, we weren't paying much attention.
I went to reception and was like, there's a woman there. She seems looking for one fairly urgently now. Like, yeah. I thought there was someone out of dying or something.
Two boys were like two transitioners. They didn't even budge in behind the reception. So our friend went into the room and, or went up to her one and was like, jeez, what's wrong? I'll give you a hand. And she was like, look at this. Pulled open the door to her room and it was pitch black. 5-star hotel. Huh? And it don't even have a bulb in the room. And he was like, you have to put your card in the yoke there to work the electricity. I just thought that was a great story.
It's a lovely hotel, not a light to be got.
Yeah.
Not a light to be got.
So that's my yurt of the week. Now lads, don't forget to rate, review, tell your friends about the Two Johnnies podcast. You can review it on iTunes, get in touch with us, Two Johnnies Pod, Snapchat, Instagram, all that. That's it for this week's show. My God,
we've survived.
We've done it, lads.
We're going doing a bit of filming. We're going to be in an RT show with John Creedon.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we make the edit.
Yeah. It could all go downhill, but we've done it, lads. We brought you the podcast. Hope you enjoyed. We'll be back next week with even though I'm on holidays, we're still going to get one out there, aren't we?
We're going to rub one out before Johnny goes.
We'll see you next week. Good luck.
Good luck.
It's lovely.
It's the Two Johnnies podcast. The Two Johnnies podcast.
Two Johnnies recording a podcast.
Johnny's Podcast is a big ball, small ball production.